2016. Sunny today, highs around 80. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusts up to 25. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And sunny and highs in the lower 80s tomorrow, west winds around 5 miles an hour. Sunny highs in the mid 80s on Wednesday, becoming south around 5 miles an hour. Sunny highs in the mid 80s on Thursday, partly sunny highs in the upper 80s on Friday the 26th, mostly sunny highs in the mid 80s on Saturday the 27th. Looks like some beautiful weather coming over the next couple of days. That's Good Morning Hunter and Sunshine Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Show me the meaning of being lonely. So many words for the broken heart. It's hard to see in a... will be done, they tell me. Show me the meaning of being lonely.
Alright, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter Radio Time. Old Backstreet Boys this morning, getting us into the second half of our show. It is 9 after the hour. It's time for us to look at traffic, see what's going on our Harnikeny roads. As you know, I get my alerts from HOTTeam.com. You can get the same. Just got to register with them. And they will send you the alerts via email, which you can check on your smartphone. You can also follow them on Twitter. At 6:45 this morning, 78 eastbound and exit 20, Lebanon Borough. Slow-moving traffic approaching exit 24, Tewksbury. That's the normal. Nothing unusual there. That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound smart. Beautiful weather. Do not be distracted by the beautiful sunshine and crisp day. Good morning, Arden and Hunchin Radio Traffic. It is time for a little history from History.com. We're August 22nd, 2016. 1950 is the lead story. Officials of the United States Lawn Tennis Association accept Athea Gibson into their annual championship at Forest Hills, New York, making her the first African-American player to compete in the U.S. National Tennis Competition. In 1776, on this day, the British arrive at Long Island between Gravesend and New Utrecht with near 24,000 men ready to land in a moment, according to one observer. In 1962, President Charles de Gaulle of France survives one of several assassination attempts against him thanks to the superior performance of the presidential automobile, the sleek, aerodynamic Citroën DS19, known as Ladis, or the Goddess. In 1862, President Abraham Lincoln writes a carefully worded letter in response to an abolitionist editorial by Horace Greeley, the editor of the influential New York Tribune, and hints at a change in his policy concerning slavery. In 1968, in the streets of Prague and in the United Nations headquarters in New York City, Czechs protest against the Soviet invasion of their nation. The protests served to highlight the brutality of the Soviet action and to rally worldwide condemnation of the Soviet Union. In 1933, the notorious Barker Gang robs a Federal Reserve mail truck in Chicago, Illinois, and kills Officer Miles Cunningham. Netting only a bunch of worthless checks, the Barkers soon returned to a crime with which they had more success, kidnapping. A few months later, the Barkers kidnapped wealthy banker Edward Bremer, demanding $200,000 in ransom. 1992, Hurricane Andrew hits the Bahamas on this day. There and in South Florida, where it arrived 2 days later, the storm was responsible for the deaths of 26 people and an estimated $33 billion in property damage. Hurricane Andrew was so concentrated that it resembled a tornado in its effects. In 1485, in the last major battle of the War of the Roses, King Richard III is defeated and killed at the Battle of Bosworth Field by Henry Tudor, the Earl of Richmond. After the battle, the royal crown, which Richard had worn into the fray, was picked out of a bush and placed on Henry's head. His crowning as King Henry VII inaugurated the rule of the House of Tudor over England, a dynasty that would last until Queen Elizabeth's death in 1603. In 1851, the U.S. built schooner America bests a fleet of British finest ships in a race around England's Isle of Wight. The ornate silver trophy won by the America was later donated to the New York Yacht Club on condition that it be forever placed in international competition. Today, the America's Cup is the world's oldest continually contested sporting trophy and represents the pinnacle of international sailing yacht competition. In 1864, the Geneva Convention of 1864 for the amelioration of the condition of the wounded and sick of armies in the field is adopted by 12 nations. Meeting in Geneva, the agreement, advocated by Swiss humanitarian Jean-Henri Dunant, called for nonpartisan care for the sick and wounded in times of war and provided for the neutrality of medical personnel. It also proposed the use of an international emblem to mark medical personnel and supplies in honor of Dunant's nationality, a red cross on a white background. The Swiss flag in reverse was chosen, and in 1901, Dunant was awarded the first Nobel Peace Prize. 1922, Irish revolutionary and Sinn Féin politician Michael Collins is killed in an ambush in West County, Cork, England, Ireland. In the other part of the century, Collins joined Sinn Féin, an Irish political party dedicated to achieving independence for all Ireland. From its inception, the party became the unofficial political wing of militant Irish groups in their struggle to throw off British rule. In 1911, the British Liberal government approved negotiations for Irish Home Rule, but the Conservative Party opposition in Parliament, combined with Ireland's anti-Home Rule factions, defeated the plans. With the outbreak of World War I, the British government delayed further discussion of Irish self-determination, and Collins and other Irish nationalists responded by staging the Easter Rising of 1916. 1992, in the second day of a standoff at Randy Reaver's remote northern Idaho cabin, FBI sharpshooter Lon Hariucci wounds Randy Weaver, Kevin Harrison, and kills Weaver's wife, Vicky. And that was the incident at Ruby Ridge. In 1938, on this day, Hollywood's most famous dancing duo, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, are featured on the cover of Life magazine, offering readers a graceful vision at a time when America is in the grips of the Great Depression. 1969, Zager and Evans end a six-week run at number one with their smash hit in the year 2525, Exordium and Terminus. And finally, in sports, 1989, Nolan Ryan of the Texas Rangers becomes the first pitcher in Major League history to register 5,000 career strikeouts. Ryan would go on to rack up a total of 5,714 strikeouts, over 1,500 more than his closest competitor. That is Today in History from History.com for August 22nd, 2016. So we're not too far from 25-25. We'll be right back.
25-25, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 35-35, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 45-45, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 55-55, your arms are hanging limp at your side. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 65-65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. Whoa, whoa.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Yeah.
Lots of news to get to about what's going on in Hunterdon County. First one is to not be alarmed as you start to see airplanes flying around the fields this summer. Airplanes to seed Central Jersey farm fields this summer, says Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media on the 22nd. He says residents in parts of Hunterdon, Somerset, and Warren counties may see some low-flying aircraft over neighboring corn and soybean fields in late August. Airplanes dropping cover crop seed are scheduled to begin flying the week of August 29th. The process, which takes 3 to 4 days, is weather-dependent and will be delayed if rainy or high wind conditions exist, according to a news release. Quote, with the right conditions for germination, the seeding will produce a hardy cover for the fields this winter, said Natural Resources Conservation Service Agricultural Outreach Specialist. Phew, what a title. Christian Bench, who coordinates the effort with local farmers. Quote, last year we got spectacular coverage from the seeding, and we are hoping for a repeat of those conditions this year, unquote. The special fixed-wing aircraft designed specifically for this purpose, called air tractors, have special holding bays and very powerful engines that allow them to fly low with great precision to apply the cover crop seeds. Downston Aero Crop Services of Vineland, the same company that did the seeding the last 2 years, will be applying cover crops like tillage radish, ryegrass, and clover. No pesticides or fertilizers are being applied during this operation. This is the third year that aerial seeding is being done in these areas, part of the project being funded by a partnership between the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service and the North Jersey Resource Conservation and Development Council. Cover crops help reduce soil erosion, capture nutrients, build organic matter, and overall help improve the health of the soil, according to the release. Quote, initial results after 1 year of cover crops suggest improvements in both physical and chemical properties in upper surface layer of the soil on many of the participating farms, unquote, said state soil scientist Richard Shaw. Soil scientists are monitoring the soil quality in those fields over several years to assess changes in the soil conditions as a means of measuring benefits from using cover crops. For more information, contact District Conservationist John Cluth at the Frenchtown Service Center at 908-782-4614, extension 3. So a couple things to be mindful of. Number one, it's not pesticides. So those that might be concerned about pesticides or some type of hazardous liquid that's flying about, it's not going to affect you. Number two, it's a way of improving our agriculture and being more efficient. And number three, it's a way of making our soil, making sure the soil and nutrients of the soil do not erode, so we get better efficiency in crop output. Very nice. All right, moving on from there. We have a gentleman who's been caught, man indicted, NJ man indicted for arson at Glen Gardner condo blaze. So Craig Turpin on the 22nd, NJ Advanced Media reports that Scott Riley, 50, of Glen Gardner, charged with 6 counts of arson in a blaze at the Spruce Hill condominiums, has been indicted on second-degree aggravated arson and third-degree criminal mischief. According to the grand jury indictment unsealed Friday on June 25th, Riley allegedly lit the carpet of 1602 Spruce Hills Drive on fire using multiple matches, which subsequently spread to the units 1601 through 1606. If convicted, he is facing between 5 and 10 years in prison on the aggravated arson indictment and between 3 and 5 years on the criminal mischief indictment. Quote, 6 units in the complex were destroyed or sustained heavy damage, unquote, Hunterdon County Prosecutor Anthony P. Kearns III said at the time of Riley's arrest. Quote, some were occupied at the time of the fire. The fire has been ruled arson and one individual is in custody, unquote. No people were reportedly hurt, but a cat was rescued by firefighters. Hampton Fire Company Station 13 posted on Facebook that one of its lieutenants used a donated pet oxygen mask to revive a cat that had suffered severe smoke inhalation. 16 units in one building were damaged in the fire. Of the 16, 4 were destroyed by flames, 2 had water damage, and 10 were without power. So it'll be interesting to find out what the motive was for such a thing. Somebody to go through that type of effort to try and set his condo or that particular first condo on fire with matches on a carpet and then have it spread to other ones, 16 other ones, is just sad. It is 7:26. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon and Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports is up next. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntChamberRadio.com.
Strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Then slowly turn away from me. The sun's light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Just touch my cheek.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
To be determined.
Republican nominee Donald Trump's new campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, saying that about Trump's plan as of now for what to do with millions of illegal immigrants in the country. She speaks to CNN a day after Trump meets with his Hispanic Advisory Council.
We need a, quote, fair and, quote, humane way of dealing with what is estimated to be about 11 million illegal immigrants in this country.
Some saying it sounds like Trump may be softening his stance on forced deportation of illegals. However, Conway says,
nothing was said yesterday that differs from what Mr. Trump has said previously.
President Obama's 16-day Martha's Vineyard vacations come to an end. The president now back at the White House. Tomorrow he'll be visiting flood-ravaged Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where at least 13 people have died in recent flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get two croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world. And the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
I'm so glad we're able to pull each other hand and help each other.
That woman among many who are flooded out in Louisiana, where, as we told you moments ago, President Obama will be visiting tomorrow. Louisiana's Governor John Bel Edwards asking for volunteers and donations to help the recovery of his state from those damaging floods.
It would be very helpful if people would donate to the Red Cross, to the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, and also to come in and volunteer to help people get back in their homes as quickly as possible.
Edwards telling CNN State of the Union because the flooding wasn't the result of a hurricane or a tropical storm that had a name. People around the U.S. are just now beginning to realize just how much damage took place. The National Weather Service has a flood advisory still in effect for much of the Baton Rouge area through 3 p.m. today because of more rain that fell yesterday. The U.S. comes home from the Rio Games with 121 medals, including 46 gold. This is USA Radio News.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Police in a Cleveland suburb say 9 people were injured when a car slammed into a group of dancers at a festival on Sunday. At least 2 people said to be critically injured in that accident in Parma Heights. Police say it happened when a 74-year-old woman who was leaving the concert hit the gas pedal instead of the brake. Another incident involving an amusement park ride. A New Jersey woman recovering after she was hit in the face by some sort of flying object while on a 19-story roller coaster at Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson.
Sabrina Sarr says she was smacked in the face while on the El Toro ride Friday by something that felt like a bat. The 19-year-old woman says she now has 2 broken molars and a missing tooth. 2 years ago, another rider sued Six Flags after being hit by a flying cell phone on the same ride. Six Flags shut El Toro down for 24 hours before reopening it on Saturday. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
And Gawker.com goes away today. Gawker Media saying its flagship blog is shutting down after it struggled to stay alive after a $140 million lawsuit loss to Hulk Hogan in March. The former pro wrestler winning an invasion of privacy lawsuit over a tape Gawker published showing Hogan having sex with the wife of a friend. At a bankruptcy auction last week, Spanish language media giant Univision agreed to buy Gawker's 6 other blogs for $135 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our 5 regional high schools and our 2 minor league baseball teams. The high schools have scrimmages going on now in preparation for the fall season. So what's next on Friday, the 19th, we had the 20th, we're on the 22nd. Field hockey varsity scrimmage today, 3:30, Belvedere will be at Voorhees. Football scrimmage at 11 a.m., North Warren Regional will be at South Hunter Regional. Boys soccer, 10 a.m., Belvedere hosts Delaware Valley. For tomorrow, football varsity scrimmage at 3:30. Voorhees will host Mount Olive. At 4 p.m., Huntington Central, Regional and then Caucus Valley Regional will be at North Hernan at 4 o'clock. And Soccer Girls Varsity Scrimmage at 10 tomorrow. Hopewell Valley hosts Hernan Central. Girls Varsity Scrimmage 3:45. Phillipsburg hosts Voorhees. Phillipsburg visits Voorhees. Tennis, 4 o'clock. Voorhees hosts Westmore Central. And at 10 a.m., Rancocas Valley will be at Hernan Central for volleyball, girls volleyball. 5:15, Voorhees hosts Marlboro. On Wednesday, we have field hockey. 5:15, North Hernan will be hosting Delaware Valley. Field hockey, 10 a.m., Hernan Central's at Madison. South Hernan's at hosting Timothy Christian. Boys soccer, 10:30, Central hosts Steinert. At 4 o'clock, North Hernan hosts Somerville. Voorhees travels to Pope John the 23rd, 4:15. Girls soccer, Timothy Christian hosts South Hernan Regional. And 11 a.m., Colonia visits Delaware Valley for volleyball. On Thursday at 10 a.m., field hockey. South Hernan is at North Warren Regional. Boys soccer at 10 a.m., Delaware Valley is at Rahway. 10 a.m., Gil St. Bernard's is at Delaware Valley for girls soccer. At 3:45, Belvedere's at Voorhees for three girls soccer. Volleyball, Central's at Council Rock North, 3. And volleyball, 5:15, Voorhees is at Hopewell Valley Central at 5:15. And finally on Friday, it's Friday Night Lights, but it's scrimmage. 11 a.m., though, South Hernan's at Dunnellan. Marlboro's at Del Valle. At 4 o'clock, Voorhees travels to Mendham. At 11 a.m., South Hernan hosts North Warren Regional. North Warren Regional hosts South Hernan for girls soccer. And at tennis, 10 a.m., Notre Dame hosts Hernan Central. Moving on to our two minor league baseball teams. We got the Patriots and the Thunder. The Patriots hosted or went to visit the Bridgeport Bluefish and took 2 out of 3. 9-3 win on Friday, 3-0 win on Saturday, and then the letdown 12-8 loss on the 21st. The Patriots are off today, and they will be back home to host Lancaster Barnstormers for 3 games, then the New Britain Bees for 3. On Tuesday, it's Bark in the Park, Teen Night, and Tuesday, Pokemon Go. Superstars, Senior Wednesday, Beer Tasting Night, and Youth Hockey Night is on Wednesday. Baseball Caps and Halloween Night is on Thursday. Metal lunch boxes will be given out, along with Beatles Night and First Responders Night on Friday. Fireworks on Saturday, and Veterans of America Day on Sunday. That's a 5:05 start, where all the other ones are 7 o'clock starts. The Patriots will then go to visit the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs to finish out the August month schedule. So let's see how the Patriots are doing now with their standings. York Revolution are in first place, 1-2 games ahead of Sugarland Skeeters. Those two are vying for the 2 spots in the Freedom Division, in the Liberty Division. The Patriots are in first place again, 1 game ahead of the Long Island Ducks with a 62-52 record, whereas the Ducks have a 60-52 record. It's pretty much a two-horse race. The New Britain Bees are 8 games out, and we'll have to make up some pretty quick headway to get back into the race. That's why that New Britain Bees series is so important. That could pretty much eliminate them. Moving on to the Thunder. The Thunder were facing Hartford. Technically, it was a away game, but it was in Trenton for 3 games. On Friday, the Thunder defeated Hartford 2-0. Hartford got back with a 3-1 on Saturday, but the Thunder defeated Hartford 10-2 on Sunday. That was excellent because that puts Hartford further back in the standings. The Thunder now will host Bowie for 3 games. 7 o'clock games on Monday and Tuesday. A 2 o'clock game on Wednesday. It's football and cheer night tonight. It is Cloudman Soap Dispensers and Dollar Dog Night on Tuesday. And on Wednesday in the afternoon, it is baseball bingo. The Thunder then go to visit Portland for 3 games, then visit New Hampshire to close out August. So let's see, with given that situation, where the Thunder are in the current standings. And the Thunder are 4.5 games out of first place, but 7 games ahead of Hartford Yard Goats. That was important. New Hampshire, Binghamton, and Portland are all have been eliminated. The Hartford Yard Goats have a 10-game elimination number. So the Thunder are solidified in second place with the outside chance that Hartford could catch them. But that's why that series was very important. In the Eastern League Western Division, Altoona is the first-place team, 3.5 games ahead of Akron and 5 games ahead of Harrisburg. Nobody has been eliminated yet, but Erie and Bowie have 4-game elimination number. Richmond has a 6-game elimination number, and Harrisburg has a 16-game elimination number. So the Eastern Division is getting solidified pretty quickly. The Western Division has a little time to get figured out. 2 games, 2 teams in each division, and the Thunder seem to be almost assured of a playoff spot. They have to obviously keep playing well, but if they continue to maintain their consistency, they should be fine. That is Hunt Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our 5 regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd, and they do it because they love their sport. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Time to change has come and gone. What's your fears become your God? It's your decision. It's your decision. Your decision.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. Hunterdon.com. A little bit of a spat going on between some towns and some hospitals. Let's find out what's going on. New Jersey towns sue 35 hospitals over property taxes. So says Susan K. Livio of NJ Advanced Media on the 19th. She says, eager to tap into a new source of cash to lower New Jersey's notoriously high property taxes, local officials have filed tax appeals challenging the tax-exempt status of 35 nonprofit hospitals, said the NJ Advanced Media through their research. The litigation continues to pile up in response to last year's precedent-setting tax court ruling and settlement, which required Morristown Medical Center to pay Morristown $15.5 million in lieu of property taxes. The judge found the hospital operated in many ways like a for-profit entity and should share the cost of public safety and other municipal services. Two of the 35 cases have been settled already, resulting in additional revenue for the City of Elizabeth and Edison Township. In March, after 15 municipalities filed tax appeals, Governor Chris Christie called on local officials to support a 2-year freeze on new litigation, while a commission devised a solution that would preserve the tax-exempt status of the 58 nonprofit in the state but require hospitals to make contributions to in lieu of taxes. Christie needs the legislature to pass a bill to creating the commission. However, Assemblyman Herb Conaway of Burlington, chairman of the Assembly Health Committee, introduced the bill, but Assembly Speaker Vincent Preto has opposed it, saying the matter could not wait 2 years to be resolved. New Jersey Hospital Association CEO Betsy Ryan called the lack of resolution frustrating. These cases take years and years to get through the system. Morristown took 5 years, Ryan said. It's frustrating. We have all these lawsuits, and the only ones getting rich are the lawyers. The settlements are paying off for local taxpayers. The property tax rate declined in Morristown by 2 cents this year, in part because of the historic agreement reached with Morristown Medical Center's parent company, Atlantic Health Systems, according to the city's most recent budget. The payout includes $15.5 million for unpaid taxes and interest on the hospital's for-profit enterprises from 2006 to 2008. It also guarantees the city will receive about $1 million in tax revenue from 2016 to 25. Trinitas Regional Medical Center will contribute $250,000 a year to Elizabeth from 2016 to 19, according to a resolution approved by the city in June. After 2019, both sides will negotiate a new settlement. Trinitas will also work with Mayor of the City, the Economic Development Team, to promote desirable community and economic development, according to the resolution. JFK Medical Center will retain its tax-exempt status, but pay Edison a community service fee of $500,000 in 2016 and 17, according to the settlement reached last month. The fee will continue on in subsequent years unless a new agreement is made, according to the document. Quote, JFK is pleased to contribute to the Township of Edison, which complements our far-reaching community involvements in 67, according to a statement from hospital spokesman Stephen Weiss. When the Morristown decision was first announced, hospital executives panicked, fearing they would face steep budget shortfalls if they had to pay taxes. Legislators passed a bill last session that would have imposed a $2.50 per day hospital bed fee and a $250 per day fee for each satellite emergency care facility, but Christie rejected it. As time passed, the issue seems to be resolving itself with the negotiations and settlements, said Mike Serra, Assistant Executive Director for the New Jersey League of Municipalities, a lobbying group for lobbying government officials. The urgency felt last year has been replaced with an understanding the process is now playing out. Quote, the issue may come back in the fall, but I don't see a consensus between the governor and legislature, said Sarah. Ryan said the unresolved issue remains a worry as it has created an adversarial relationship between hospital officials and elected leaders who historically have worked together well. We will keep trying to bring attention to the issue with individual legislatures, she said. New Jersey Hospital Association says the tax-exempt status of these hospitals have been challenged, of which Hunterdon Medical Center in Raritan Township is included. But there's a number of them. Hunterdon Medical Center. Looking to see if Somerset's in here. Atlantic Care is in there. Capital Health and Hopewell is in there. Wood Johnson University Hospital in Somerset is in there. Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick is included. And that looks like it's about it. So all those are included. So we'll see what happens. I imagine Mr. Wise will find a way to start this and get this over early. He doesn't need that type of issue to continue, but never know. 7:54, and a couple of quick reminders. First one is that the 4-H Fair is coming up in the next couple of days. The public can enter a vegetable show, a fruit show, and a biggest specimen contest at the Hunterdon County 4-H and Agricultural Fair. All entries must be submitted by tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the fairgrounds on Route 179 of Ringo's. The fair starts Wednesday and runs to Sunday, the 28th. There is no pre-registration. In the two regular shows, quality and uniformity are judged. The vegetable classes run from beans, green, yellow, and lima through eggplant, kale, onions, radishes, to rhubarb, tomatoes, and turnips. Fruit classes are for apples, crab apples, grapes, pears, peaches, and plums. For complete details on this and all the shows at the fair, go to HuntingtonCountyFair.com. Vegetables and fruits don't have to be perfect to win a prize. There are 39 ways to earn a ribbon in the biggest specimen contest. The classes range from biggest beet to longest carrot to largest sunflower. And there's a separate class for what the judges determine to be the most unusual-looking vegetable. In the biggest specimen show, there's no variety distinction in classes except where a name is mentioned. Produce should be a reasonable quality for judging. Classes include biggest beet, six longest wax beans, lima beans, largest carrot, longest cucumber, biggest ear of corn, biggest muskmelon, biggest onion, biggest pepper, biggest pumpkin, several variety classes, biggest squash, several variety classes, three biggest tomatoes, three biggest peaches, pears, and plums, and biggest watermelon. So, yeah, the fair starts in just a couple of days. So be prepared for that. And a reminder that tonight is the plans to unveil the Union Hotel. And that's going to be happening over at the 7 o'clock at St. Magdalena's Parish Center on Mine Street at 6:30, followed by a borough council meeting at 7:30. According to Flemington Council President Brian Swingle, council chambers have been hitting capacity due to the amount of people who have shown up to express their opinions. So if you would like to learn more about the Union Hotel in the process, 6:30 at St. Magdalena's on Mine Street. All right, it's time for me to get on out of here. It's been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Going to have some beautiful weather coming up in the next couple of days. Plan on going to the agricultural show, the 4-H show. It's a nice community over there. And if you want to learn the fate of the Union Hotel, make sure you're there tonight. It's been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. We'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you to Al War for his contribution to the show. We'll see you and talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
To be determined.
Republican nominee Donald Trump's new campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, saying that about Trump's plan as of now for what to do with millions of illegal immigrants in the country. She speaks to CNN a day after Trump meets with his Hispanic Advisory Council.
We need a, quote, fair and, quote, humane way of dealing with what is estimated to be about 11 million illegal immigrants in this country.
Some saying it sounds like Trump may be softening his stance on forced deportation of illegals. However, Conway says,
nothing was said yesterday that differs from what Mr. Trump has said previously.
President Obama's 16-day Martha's Vineyard vacations come to an end. The president now back at the White House. Tomorrow he'll be visiting flood-ravaged Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where at least 13 people have died in recent flooding. This is USA Radio.
Sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain.
Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get two croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world. And the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
I'm so glad we're able to pull each other hand and help each other.
That woman among many who are flooded out in Louisiana, where, as we told you moments ago, President Obama will be visiting tomorrow. Louisiana's Governor John Bel Edwards asking for volunteers and donations to help the recovery of his state from those damaging floods.
It would be very helpful if people would donate to the Red Cross, to the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, and also to come in and volunteer to help people get back in their homes as quickly as possible.
Edwards telling CNN State of the Union because the flooding wasn't the result of a hurricane or a tropical storm that had a name. People around the U.S. are just now beginning to realize just how much damage took place. The National Weather Service has a flood advisory still in effect for much of the Baton Rouge area through 3 p.m. today because of more rain that fell yesterday. The U.S. comes home from the Rio Games with 121 medals, including 46 gold. This is USA Radio News.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Police in a Cleveland suburb say nine people were injured when a car slammed into a group of dancers at a festival on Sunday. At least two people said to be critically injured in that accident in Parma Heights. Police say it happened when a 74-year-old woman who was leaving the concert hit the gas pedal instead of the brake. Another incident involving an amusement park ride. A New Jersey woman recovering after she was hit in the face by some sort of flying object while on a 19-story roller coaster at Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson.
Sabrina Sarr says she was smacked in the face while on the El Toro ride Friday by something that felt like a bat. The 19-year-old woman says she now has two broken molars and a missing tooth. 2 years ago, another rider sued Six Flags after being hit by a flying cell phone on the same ride. Six Flags shut El Toro down for 24 hours before reopening it on Saturday. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
And Gawker.com goes away today. Gawker Media saying its flagship blog is shutting down after it struggled to stay alive after a $140 million lawsuit lost to Hulk Hogan in March. The former pro wrestler winning an invasion of privacy lawsuit over a tape Gawker published showing Hogan having sex with the wife of a friend. At a bankruptcy auction last week, Spanish-language media giant Univision agreed to buy Gawker's six other blogs for $135 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
It is 8:05. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. It's 68 degrees. When was the last time you heard that in Bloomington? 0% chance of precipitation. Clear skies right now. It's Monday, August 22nd. Sunny highs around 80. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Gusts up to 25.